Take your Bibles this evening and turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20. And we are getting through this chapter. Sometimes it might seem as though we're going kind of slow, but we are progressing along, even though it is only a verse at a time. There's much good and truth in those verses that we have been taking a verse at a time and trying to bring forth the thoughts that God has given to us from those verses. Ever since verse 33, we've been looking at God's promise to the present generation. God's promise to Ezekiel's generation. So keep that in mind as we read verse 39. This is just another of his promise to the house of Israel, to those that were alive, and specifically to those elders that were gathered there on the spot with Ezekiel. God's promise to them. Verse 39 says, "As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go ye, serve ye every one his idols, and hereafter also, if ye will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols." It is almost sounding as though God is giving his permission to go ahead and go away from me and go ahead and worship your idols. But don't pollute my holy name anymore with your gifts and with your idols. But that could be furthest from the truth. God here is saying, go ahead. But what he's saying is, go ahead, you've disobeyed me. You've been disobedient. Ever since I met you in Egypt, ever since I came unto you down in Egypt, and I've led you all these years, nearly 1,000 years, you've been stiff-necked and rebellious. Time and time again, you've turned away from me, and you would not hearken unto me. Go ahead. Continually. Go ahead and go away from me. Go to your idols. Go ahead. You see, he's saying it ironically. That is, he's saying as go ahead, but he's meaning, yeah, you've been rebellious. You continue to be rebellious. You continue to be, but look what he said in the book of Psalms. The book of the Psalms in chapter 81. And as always, I invite you to liken what is being said here. What is being said in Ezekiel to us today, to our present time, to the world in which we live today, to the people of God today. Book of Psalms in chapter 81 and verse 12. And this is concerning those that he brought out of Egypt, is said. But it's said also of those in Ezekiel's day. He said, verse 12, he said, so I gave them up unto their own heart's lust. Back there in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 39, that's what he's saying. He's just using different words to say it, but he's saying the same thing. I'm giving you up to follow your own lust. That's what you've been doing. That's what you're continuing to do. And that's what you will continue to do. Go ahead. And they walked in their own counsels. As these in Ezekiel's day are going to walk in their own counsels. Just as God said they. Go ahead. Just as God said they should and they would. Or they would and they should. And they're going to. Continue on. Turn with me to the book of Hosea. Book of Hosea in chapter 4. And look at verse 17. And this is said in more recent times than what was said concerning those in the wilderness. This is said concerning Ephraim, concerning Israel, the 10 northern tribes in more recent times. Ephraim is joined to idols. Verse 17. Hosea 4:17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Just let him go on. That's what he's persisted to do all these years. Though I've been suffered long with him, and though I've been gracious to him, though I've been merciful to him, though I have given them blessings, though their forefathers experienced my hand and leading them out of Egypt and leading them through the wilderness and supplying their every need and fighting their battles for them and fighting their battles for them and taking them into the land. Yet they have turned away from me and turned to their idols. Just let them alone. They're going to persist in that way. How about you and me? Yeah, we claim to be the people of God, the children of God, sons of God. What is it Ephesians 5:1 says? Be therefore followers of God as dear children. If you're the children of God, then imitate God. How do you imitate God? Holiness. Walking in paths that are holy, paths that are righteous. The paths that He's outlined and spread out before us in His Word. You understand, this is the book we're going to be judged from. Right here. Right here is the ways of God, the ways that we should walk in. This is what we're going to be judged by. But concerning Ephraim, concerning Israel, and he said, well, he's walking in that way. Just let him alone. He told these elders in Ezekiel's day, concerning the present generation, go ahead. Go ahead. You persist in your rebellion. You persist in your leaving me and running to your idols. You just go ahead. Look at the book of Amos. The book of Amos in chapter 4. Verse 4. Amos 4, 4. Look what he says here. He says, come to Bethel. Bethel is significant of the house of God. The place of God. Come to the house of God. And transgress at Gilgal, multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. Is that what he had commanded Israel to do? Bring their tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. With sin. How do you offer thanks unto God with sin in your life? And proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you. In other words, because you like it. You like this. You like your transgressions. You like your sin. O ye children of Israel. Saith the Lord God. See, it's ironic language that he's speaking. He's not condoning that they're doing good. He's not approving that they're doing good. No, he's stating, you are rebellious. You are stiff-necked, hard-hearted. Rebellious against me. Turn to the book of Malachi. Malachi in chapter 2. And look with me at verse 2. If ye will not hear, was the present generation in Ezekiel's day like? They were people that would not hear. They would not hear the word of the Lord. They would not believe the Lord. They would not follow after the Lord. But they sure did run after their idols to serve them. If he will not hear, and if he will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse you your blessings. Those things that they counted blessings, God says, I'm going to curse them. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. You don't take it to heart. You don't hearken to it. You don't obey it. You're sinful people. Rebellious. Stiff-necked. Hard-hearted. You delight in your sin. I've cursed your blessings so that you have no blessing. The blessings that they would have had. The blessings they would have had if they had followed the Lord, if they'd have been obedient to his commandments. You can go back, turn back, and you can read the book of Deuteronomy, and you'll see there the blessings that God promised to them if they would obey. But they did not obey. God cursed them. God said, going back to our text in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 39. God said, you're going to persist in your sin, and you go ahead and persist in your sin. But know this. But know this, pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. How are they polluting his holy name? With their gifts and with their idols. Well, they were being hypocritical. And how many professing Christians today are so hypocritical? That is, they do the same thing as the house of Israel in Ezekiel's day. Well, I can serve my idols. I can bring my gifts, offer my sacrifices unto my idols, and at the same time I can offer unto God. How many of us, Monday through Saturday, serve the idol of self? We worship self. And then, oh, come Sunday. Oh, this is the Lord's day. I got to go to the house of the Lord. I got to worship him too. What's even more staggering is How many of us enter into the house of the Lord, into the assembly of the Lord? And we enter in to His assembly, into His presence, serving ourselves. Serving our own desires and pleasures. That is His charge here against the house of Israel. They were rebellious, stiff-necked, hard-hearted. And they were worshiping their idols. And at the same time, they thought they could make a pretense of worshiping God, and says, God says, no, you can't. When you are serving idols, you're polluting my holy name, and trying to serve me too, you're polluting my holy name. With the gifts that you pretend to bring. All the while, serving your idols. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 7. And look with me here at verse 9. Jeremiah 7, 9. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. You may think that I don't see it, but I see it, the Lord says. Let us be aware today, He looks on the heart. He knows the heart of every one of us. He knows exactly where we're at, exactly what we're doing. And He knows our heart when we've assembled together in His house. Under the pretense of worshiping Him. Look at the book of Isaiah. What He said in Isaiah, in chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. In verse 11. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, Who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations, empty oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moon and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, cannot away with it. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Why? Why? Because they were worshiping God falsely. They weren't doing it as he commanded them. We read they're offering their incense, which was good. Incense was good. If it was offered up to God, it was to as sweet as the prayers of saints ascending up into heaven, into the nostrils of God, which is sweet to him. But not incense offered to Baal. Sacrifices were commanded of God, but not to idols. Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66. Verse 3. Listen to what he says here. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. You understand the difference? You begin to understand what he's going to say in this verse? These are things which he's naming that are an abomination to him. The slaying, the taking of another man's life was an abomination to God. But he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. A dog was an unclean beast. The children of Israel weren't to have anything to do with them, and if they touched it, or they touched one that had died, they were to cleanse themselves, and they were to be unclean until the evening. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. A swine, a pig, was an unclean animal. They weren't to shed the blood of pigs and offer it before God. But here he says, your oblations are as if you threw a swine and offered his blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. What think ye of your abominations? Do you grieve over your abominations? Do you grieve over your sin? Those things which are abominable to God? Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 27. Proverbs 21, 27. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? The house of Israel, these Israelites in Ezekiel's day were men of wicked minds. And every one of us here tonight would say that our world is a place of wicked minds. The mind of men are wicked. But I ask you tonight, how many of the minds of our church members, how many are the minds of God's professing people that are wicked? Not what they ought to be before God. He said, "You shall stop profaning my holy name." In other words, Don't you bring your gifts and your sacrifices to your idols and at the same time think that you're going to try to worship me. Because when you do that, you're profaning my holy name. Listen, if they'd have got a hold of the fact that their God was holy, if we would get a hold of the fact that God is holy, how would it transform our lives? Look what he told their forefathers and told them as this was passed down from generation to generation. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And verse 58. He said in Deuteronomy 28:58, "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, Jehovah thy God." We are to fear him. We are to be in reverence of him. We're to stand in awe of his holiness. and standing in awe of His holiness. He's Jehovah, our God. We are to obey His commandments. And Jesus told His church, the 11 apostles, in John chapter 14 and verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you. I leave with you a new commandment, that you love one another. God is glorious. He's glorious in holiness. And He delights that His people be a holy people, that His people lift up holy hands unto Him, that they come before Him in holiness, that they come to praise and to worship Him with holiness, not with sinful hearts, not with sinful practices, but according to His word, which is according to, it is the path of holiness. Shall we close with that?